Okay, did you write us a song for the show?
No, you were supposed to do that. You were off for 2 weeks.
I know, but I didn't, so I assumed that you did because you're kind of the backup person.
Just I'm your backup plan? Is that what you just said?
No, but sometimes a lot of times you'll be like, sure, oh, I knew you wouldn't, so I did, and I got this. Or did you pack that? I didn't think you would, so I threw this in the suitcase.
When was the last time that you saw me as a songwriter?
I don't really see you as a songwriter.
No, I'm not.
But you don't like the one I did for the show. It's wrinkled cheese. It's wrinkled cheese. It's really kind of neat. Listen,
I wish everyone
cheese.
Could yeah. see your dance. That's adorable.
Thank you. Because you have to dance when you... Because you got to feel it. I'm like Mariah Carey.
You're like jigging.
I know.
Mariah Carey doesn't dance.
Get a jiggy with it. Get a jiggy with it, huh?
She sings. Mariah Carey doesn't dance.
Well, who dances while they sing? Who has to do the...
Justin Timberlake. Did you watch the VMAs? Hello, nurse.
Was that the only part you liked?
And Katy Perry.
And who?
Katy Perry.
Oh, that's that empowerment chick or whatever. Every song is about empowerment. And women need to do this. And yeah, go women and stand up to your man. Don't worry about the world. You got it, girl. Is that Katy Perry?
Kind of.
Was that like every song by Katy Perry?
No. But she did just have a rough couple years, so a lot of her songs are very empowering for women.
Well, maybe it wouldn't have been that rough if she had worked harder at her marriage.
Do you remember who she married?
Russell Crowe?
Russell Brand is a whack job. I can't believe she married him.
Really? I thought they were the perfect couple.
Are you crazy?
When you looked at them, they look like the perfect rock and roll couple.
Yeah, but I think she was coming from the, like, religious background that she came from. I think it was just a little too much for her.
Oh.
That's my opinion. I don't know Katy Perry. I don't think that's her real name. I don't know her real name. But I really like her.
You don't know her real name? So you're not a fan then? So you're not an actual fan? Because real fans
know. No,
real
I am not know. A stalker. I did that when I was younger. Didn't you have those like bands that you were like obsessed with that you knew like their birth date, their eye color?
Bob Dylan. Robert yeah. Zimmerman. Born in Minnesota.
There you go. Dang.
Other than that, I don't really know much.
Yeah. When my Billy Ray Cray days, I knew all that.
Billy Ray Cray?
Billy Ray Cray.
Speaking of Cray Cray.
She's still his little girl.
He's being all protective.
He's not. He's just saying, she's still my little girl, which, in fact, he is the father, and she is smaller than him, so it's his little girl.
But shouldn't he be like, that's my little girl. She's crazy. Don't worry, folks. I'm going to take care of it. Be right back. Not just like, hey, she's free to do whatever she wants to do.
Well,
I don't want to tell
Tish,
her and guide her.
Her mom was in the audience clapping after Twerkgate. It was like cheering her on. Whee!
Can you twerk?
No, I am so white.
I heard that she doesn't twerk that well. I didn't see the
video. I didn't even really see twerk. You didn't watch the video?
No, I haven't seen it. I saw enough of just still pictures of her, you know.
Oh, we are going to watch that tonight.
Do we have to?
Yes, because you have to be subject to this grotesque behavior. Because I was reading on Twitter. I didn't get to watch the show live because I was out of the house. But I was reading on Twitter about all the, oh, it's disgusting. I can't believe she did that. And you really can't imagine it until you see it.
It's worse than you think?
Than you can imagine. Like, I was in shock.
Because just the pictures, I've been annoyed by. Like, all
right.
the tongue out, constant tongue, and all
oh,
the back
yeah.
that ass up, you know. Looks like some, she looks like a horse with Beetlejuice trying to hump her. That's what the
I
pictures
look
like.
I saw a Facebook picture today someone had taken. What was that artist's name that she was dry humping?
Robin Thicke,
yeah. Took his face off and put Beetlejuice's face.
Yeah.
Because
that was the same suit the Beetlejuice had on.
And I guess Robin Thicke's wife has come out and said that she's cool with it. She knew it was going to be, you know, a little racy. I guess the video to his song is pretty racy.
It's supposed to be. I've never seen it.
Me either.
I know that Robin Thicke's mom came out saying, I don't approve.
No mother is going to approve of that except Tish Cyrus, which she's a little weird. I don't know her either.
But you think she's weird?
I do. She was in the Achy Breaky Heart video.
Was she?
Yep. Before her and Billy Ray got married.
Is that how they hooked up, or they he
no,
just
I
took
think
her in the...
they were dating or something.
Oh, so to be nice, he put her in the video
right.
and said, come on, girl, get my
she
video.
She was line dancing, yeah.
Can you even line dance to some of the new music now?
Oh, they have new line dances. I was at a wedding this weekend, and there's a new line dance. Like, all the, because it was one of the people I used to work with at the Grizzly Rose, which is a country bar here in Denver, and I used to waitress there. Anyway, and there was this song came on, and all the people from the Grizzly Rose were, like, line dancing, and I'm like, I don't even know this one.
To the left,
no,
to
it's the, not back that it up, easy. One,
back up, hip-hop, backwards
well,
now, slap
does
your
look
partner,
pretty easy.
Huh?
It does look pretty easy, but it the song doesn't tell you. I don't know. I was just like, hmm.
What song were they line dancing?
I can't. The song was made for the dance. It's not like.
You're no help.
I am no help at all. Hey, there's new line dance. If you want any
you
more information.
Google bitches.
Google beaches. Yes.
You can't even say the word.
I'm trying to. It's so weird. On your podcast, you like cuss. But like when we're around the house and I get frustrated and I cuss. Uh-huh.
You cuss a lot around
the house.
I
do not.
I actually looked up. There was an article that I tried to print out today, and I couldn't because I've had computer problems all day on both laptop and home computer, as you know. And there was a whole article about how to curb your cursing. And I was going to print it out for you because you're horrible.
I do not.
You are so bad.
I am not. No, I'm not.
It's shocking when you drop the F word the way you do.
I do not drop it that often. Like, it has to be pretty intense.
That's what I'm saying. It's shocking.
I don't curse at work. I'm. It's just when I get frustrated.
Son of a biscuit.
I do try and throw that out there.
So you were at this wedding.
Yeah.
And our friend Corey got married.
Corey and beautiful Ashley. Neither one of them had been married.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like us in that they're a little bit further apart in age difference.
A little bit further?
They're not, you know.
How far are they?
He was a sophomore in high school when she was born.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know the details, like ages or anything. But she looked beautiful. They looked so freaking happy. It's like a romantic comedy playing out. Because I remember when they first started dating, and he's like, he came up to me, he's like, you know, you dating Steve really, you know, motivated me and made me realize that it doesn't matter how far apart in age we are, it just matters how happy we are. And and I think that's why we got invited to the wedding.
And then I couldn't go, but you went by yourself, and then you had an empty chair sitting next to you in honor of me.
So, well, I'm prefer that as opposed to, you know,
hey, how you doing? You're here by yourself?
Yeah.
You.
But it was a beautiful wedding. I couldn't find the wedding. I missed the wedding. But I made it to the reception.
Yeah, now...
I was on tap to be a half an hour early.
Yeah, right. No, I know. You left early, but did you put the wrong address in your GPS?
No.
Or the GPS just couldn't find it?
The GPS... And I tried two different GPSs. And I guess, according to my friend John, who had trouble finding it the day before because he officiated the wedding, so he went the day before... the directions on their card was wrong. It was in the invitation. And that area is so new that Google has not caught up with it. And, it was a mess. But he called me after the wedding and said, get your butt to the reception. And so I did.
Well, how did he know you weren't coming? Did you text and say, I got lost?
Yes. Well,
screw it, I'm not coming.
I tried calling him. It was like 20 minutes before the wedding. Again, he's officiating, so I'm like, he's not going to answer, but I'm going to try. He didn't answer, so I called someone else that was at the wedding, and she was of no help. She's like, well, just keep going on the road, and it'll be there, and you'll find it. Thanks. You don't even know what road I'm on, lady, because I don't know.
So you missed the wedding, and you showed up just for the food. That's real nice. That's nice.
No, I got to hug the bride and groom and tell
them
how
that
awesome
wedding,
they are.
Oh, that wedding stuff got on you then. It's even worse because you caught the bouquet.
I did. I wasn't going to bring that up.
Oh, my God. You caught the bouquet.
I'm tall.
You're gigantic.
I am not, but I had like 4-inch heels on. There was no way.
Gigantor.
Yeah. It was very, like, I felt very competitive. I was like, I'm going to get this.
And then you did.
And then I did, and I was like, uh-oh, Steve's going to be mad at me.
Oh, shit.
And then the groom's like, let me tell Steve. And he did on Facebook.
And then he posted a picture on Facebook, and everybody was like, uh-oh, uh-oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God, uh-oh.
But I stood up for you. Someone posted, I see an engagement party coming soon. And I put no, not at all.
You're right, not
Carry
at all?
On.
You put not at all?
No, I just put no in a smiley face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now let's talk about what you said earlier about you you caught the bouquet.
Now
and
what?
It's laying on the table. Yeah, now what?
It's a very beautiful fake arrangement.
What do you do with it?
I don't know. Should we Google?
You can't just leave it laying around. Because you can't just have somebody else's bouquet laying around on the table or on a shelf.
Well, I'm Googling.
Are you Googling right now?
Yeah. What would you think we should do with it?
What would you do, or what did you do when you caught the bouquet? I guess if it was real flowers, you could have just hold on until they die. Yours is like a giant bouquet of fake flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I say you take a picture of them and throw them in the trash. That's my take. Was that wrong?
No.
What else are you going to do with it? Even Googling, what are you going to do?
Put it in a box.
And then?
I don't know. Give it to Ava? I don't know. Who's a little girl we know? Yeah.
It's not a little girl we know. It's my granddaughter.
You said you don't talk about
that. I don't.
That.
I usually don't.
But just did.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I thought, after you can't just say.
After it flew out of my mouth, I'm like, crap, I can't take that back.
Yeah, so I might as well say.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'm not finding anything.
What?
I'm.
No, I can't believe nobody's put what to do with.
After you catch it.
After you catch it. What do. I think the dog just came out of the cat room.
Shocking.
Does the door been.
Yeah, the door's open.
Oh, the dog just came out, I'm sure.
Yay. Okay, it usually means you're the next person to get married. However, I don't want the history.
Yeah, because that's not good, and it's silent.
I don't know. Let's carry on then. But you've been gone for 2 freaking weeks.
I'm still trying to figure out about this wedding thing.
I'll find out, and I'll let you
know. I can't believe your magic Google fingers, as you always do over there, hasn't already. How is it not, what do you do with a bouquet after you catch it and come up with
something?
The
answers I keep getting are related to real flowers and how to preserve them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what does it say that you even do with somebody else's flowers?
I didn't look at that now. Oh, okay, we got to get off this. Okay, so you've been gone for 2 weeks.
I've been gone for 2 weeks. I went to Vegas. I was working at Planet Hollywood at Sin City Comedy Club. I was there doing killer shows for 2 weeks.
Killer shows?
Killer shows. They were fantastic.
Who'd you run into?
I got 2 standing ovations. Huh?
Who'd you run into?
Nobody. I didn't see anybody. Nobody famous this time at all. Not one person. Not one darn person.
Are you mad?
Yes. I think when you go to Vegas, you should be able to run into somebody famous somewhere, somehow, sometime. But what I did do is I took some shooting lessons from our pal, Bill Rapola.
Bill.
Yeah, who used to own
on
the Grizzly
birthday.
Rose. So I took quick draw lessons. So now I'm pretty good. I'm getting better.
So what are you going to do with that talent?
I'm going to quick draw when I have to one day. Because now that I got my concealed carry and I got to, tote this gun around.
Right.
I got to know how to pull it and use it. And he taught me something that I'd never thought before of how to get it out quickly when you have your clothes on over it. I always thought, well, you got it just in case there's trouble. But I never really thought about, if I have to pull it quickly, what do you do when it's tucked in the back of your pants and under your shirt?
You don't strip all of a sudden and then...
No.
Oh, okay.
You don't even pull it back and cock it and aim it. You just have to have this... You start working on the muscle memory of pull.
So have you been practicing since you've been home?
No.
Sorry.
No.
I always ask the wrong questions. Are you happy that you did it?
Yes, I'm very happy.
Yay!
Thank you. I'm very happy that I did
it.
God.
You know, and it's an adjustment. I don't know if it is for you, but it's an adjustment for me when you get back.
Why?
Well, one.
Because you'd be in bed by now at 7 o'clock at night?
I would be in bed watching television right now.
I know.
Or the sleeping. Like, I'm used to just the dog, and you're there now.
Oh, did I keep you awake last
night? No, I slept
fine. Because I can go sleep in another room if that's what you...
We've discussed that. That is not good for any relationship. I'm not complaining, but don't you feel the same way? You're used to sleeping in a bed all by yourself for 2 weeks straight, uh-huh. And then you come home and you're like, she talks in her sleep. Oh, she goes to bed at 8:30. There's some adjustment.
No, I kind of just got in bed and was like, oh, I'm watching TV. Oh, I better watch the next episode of Longmire. Oh, I better watch the next episode. I watched...
3 episodes?
No.
4?
I've probably 6 or 7 now.
Because today you did?
I had it going, yeah, while I was doing laundry and stuff. So.
Were you able to follow it?
I have one...
Because you told me last night you couldn't follow if you weren't...
I had to. I focused and followed. And that's probably why it took me longer to do it than it did, because I jump up during commercials or pause it and run and do
that's
things.
That's what I do when
and,
you're out of town.
And now I'm one episode away from the entire season. Like,
wow.
Tonight, when you go to bed at 8, I will turn on the DVR and finally watch the last episode of Love. Why, you just turned bright red and closed your mouth like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say nothing.
I go to bed early because I get up really early.
We've talked about that.
I know, but you still give me a hard time about it. I'm old. I am old. So what's the next show you're going to catch up on? Copper?
Probably Copper. If I can. I'm 16 episodes behind on that. I just don't know if I want to invest 16 hours into... But people do that.
You've been working 2 weeks straight. It's time to take some time off.
No, because every time I take time off, you go, what'd you do today? Did you do anything today?
No, my laundry's caught up. That's usually the only thing.
That annoys
How's
you?
The lawn?
Lawn needed to be cut. Why haven't you done that in 2 weeks? I've been gone for 2 weeks and you haven't cut the grass.
I don't know how to use lawnmower, dude.
Did y'all hear that?
My father told me that women are not supposed to mow lawns.
What year was that?
1989.
This is 2014 almost. Women are independent and prefer to do things.
Do you want to teach me how to use your lawnmower? And then if it breaks, get mad at me?
Okay, no.
Yeah. Because I had some time while you were gone, and I was like, well, maybe I should just Google. I bet I can find out how to use a lawnmower. And I should just mow.
Right, you pull that little cord, and it
yeah.
goes,
I've seen it done.
Then you push it.
But I'm like, if I break that thing, I'll have to be, like, doing chores forever to pay you back for that.
Forever.
Forever. The dogs and the cats, I think, are adjusting to you being back as well.
All right. Well, speaking of being sleep.
All right.
Of sleep. Because you're constantly there. There's a new thing going on where people are sleep texting. Have you been...
Yeah,
did you
when
see
you
that?
Sleep with your phone.
Did you see this story?
Yeah. Someone talked about it this morning.
They did?
Yeah.
On one of the...
I didn't hear them. I just saw it on Twitter.
Oh. Well, I printed it out, and I wanted to read it to you, and...
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, that's the story. I printed it out. But I didn't realize it was going to print that small, so...
I gotcha. For a country full of people in need of more sleep, we sure get a lot done while we're snoozing. We walk... and talk in our sleep, make sandwiches, go out driving, and even commit crimes. Now sleep disorders specialists say that texting while sleeping is a trend. The phenomenon is relatively harmless, but does signal a collision at the intersection of smartphone addiction and sleep deprivation.
Most of those other things are always like the what's tied into like the sleeping meds and stuff.
Right. Subconscious texting can also lead to some compromising situations. Can you imagine?
Like?
Elizabeth Dowdell, a professor of nursing at a university, has looked into sleep texting among college students and learned that things can get pretty embarrassing when Freud is doing the thumb work. Dowdell told U.S. News and World Report of one young woman who becomes sentimental and romantic in her sleep. A classmate texted her something about anatomy class, and her reply back was, I just love it. I love you. You're the light of my life, Dal said. There was an old boyfriend who texted her, and she sent responses like, I adore you. Please come over, while she was asleep. She was mortified when she realized what happened.
Have you done anything like that yet?
I don't think I've ever texted. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Do you ever look at your Twitter or Facebook the next day and go, I don't remember posting that.
No.
At all? Mm-mm. Like you do something right before you fall asleep?
No, how about you? Because you take pills.
No. That's why I think that stuck out to me. I mean, I know about the pills doing you driving in your sleep and stuff like that, but...
It says between 25 and 35% of the 300 students surveyed by Dowdell said that they've sent text messages while sleeping and half admitted allowing technology to interfere with their sleep in some way. Says formal research is lacking on the subject of sleep texting, but it appears to track closely with increased prevalence of intense smartphone use. Can you imagine? Oh, that could be so embarrassing.
What if you text your boss something like, I love you, come over?
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be a bad day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You get loaded and start texting your boss in your sleep. Kind of
get
a
loaded?
Yeah. You have one of your Malibu-induced...
Malibu-induced? What are you talking about? Malibu-induced.
Kidding.
You know what I tried this weekend?
What?
Horseradish vodka.
Sounds horrible.
It was really good. You do the shot, and then you eat a pickle. And it's like you ate a sandwich.
No, it's not.
It really was.
No, it's really not.
I promise. It was delicious.
Horseradish. I like horseradish.
Infused vodka.
Was this at the...
The Polish
bar?
Yeah.
That looked like you wrote, I'm at a Polish bar?
But that's how it's spelled.
I know.
Oh. I was like, I copied it off of the sign. I had mint vodka, which was not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a horseradish, and it was really good. Maybe the mint vodka would be good if I chased it with chocolate syrup. Imagine.
I'm imagining. Since I don't drink, I can't really put it together.
The tastes. Yeah. It's not about the alcohol.
Well, anyway. I guess that takes care of drinking and having food. You just kind of drink your food.
Right. Anyway.
Instead of getting drunk and going for food, which is the story that I found here
next.
About Burger King.
What happened?
Burger King is going to start selling the French fry burger.
Oh, that sounds healthy.
It's going to be a burger with French fries on top of it, then the bun. The sandwich is a classic burger with four French fries on top.
Four?
Four. That's what it says. Four French fries. The French fry burger is designed to compete with McDonald's, which has aggressively expanded its value menu in an attempt to win over cash-strapped customers. McDonald's in particular has stepped up advertising for its dollar menu, which now features its grilled onion cheddar burger. Did you even know about that? I didn't even know about that one. And the McDouble, which that's what I think you and I both like that one. That's
you know what
patties.
I read today about McDonald's?
What?
That they're going to get chicken wings.
What?
McDonald's.
Like hot wings or just chicken wings?
A McDonald's owner in Missouri tweeted something that alluded to the fact that they're getting chicken wings.
Well, that was going to follow. That's perfect, because I was going to follow up with the question. What is it about fast food places that always seem to be...
They put crack in that food.
Well, that or it's all done by potheads trying to figure out what's snack food. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the Dorito taco. It's the French fry burger.
Really
it's the,
good? Instead of a bun, a big old waffle fry. Don't you think that would be amazing?
A giant waffle fry
bun? Yeah, on the top and the bottom.
Yeah. Mm. I saw on the internet when I was looking at these stories, they're doing a pizza like that. They're doing like a giant pizza burger.
Pizza.
It's pizza with like a giant meat patty in the middle and then another pizza on top of it. And that's what made my mind go, who gets high and is designing these foods?
I don't know much about getting high, but that's got to be something like that because I would never think of putting four French fries.
Pizza burger.
Or a pizza burger. Or what was that? Krispy Kreme had a burger.
Oh, that's where you take the Krispy Kreme donut, cut it in half, and you use the donut as the...
I haven't had a Krispy Kreme in a long time.
Because it's fattening, and you're on a no-carbs diet. That's why you're acting the way you are.
Am I acting bad?
Yeah, you're being very weird.
Am I really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Only meat for a week.
Wow. No sugar, no nothing.
No sugar, no carbs.
There's sugar and that alcohol.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, I cheated.
Ta-da, you're busted already. Gig's
Thank
up.
Thank you.
It was over.
It's just Malibu.
So you're not going to have any carb. Just meat. Just red meat, fish.
For lunch, I had ground turkey, and you can have cheese. Ground turkey with cheddar cheese and turkey bacon.
And how long are you supposed to do this, and what is the outcome supposed to be?
Well, it's part of the Atkins. They have phases. I don't know how long you're supposed to do each phase. I'm sure they do. But I am just doing this for a week to try. Mm-hmm. I kind of have a sugar problem where I am completely addicted to sugar. You
kinda.
Know this. Yeah.
Kind of. You lay there and eat candy till you fall asleep at night.
I keep sugar next to the bed. Yeah. And so I'm trying to just, like, a week where... I'm not eating candy. I did good while you were gone. I didn't eat any candy in bed.
I think you even put some on my side of the bed to get rid of it, because I noticed...
No.
Really?
I gave that to you, and you put it on that side of the bed. But no, that's my goal, because I've read many, many different articles that say protein is the key to curbing your sugar cravings.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I just do all protein... But it's really hard, because I'm still very hungry. I could eat a lot of steak.
Because you're really tall and giant and can grab above people's heads at the bouquet.
Does that bother you that I caught the bouquet?
No.
How many of your previous girlfriends they wouldn't be wives if they caught the bouquet. How many of your previous girlfriends have caught bouquets?
None that I know of.
Oh, sorry.
None.
Oops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a first, yay!
I know most people, they try to avoid it. Like, you know, they'll actually be like, oh, I missed it. I tried, but it went past me.
You know how, it's a freaking wise tale. Oh, you catch the bouquet, you're getting married next. Well, I know we're not getting married anytime soon. I'm just standing there, the bouquet is coming toward me. I got very competitive. Like, I'm like, roar.
But why?
I don't know.
Because you want it to happen?
I want... No, no, no. I'm done pushing that.
Are you forcing your hand now?
I am not pushing you.
Are you being high maintenance?
Because that's what a girl wants, is a guy to be like, all right, you begged enough, let's do it. No thanks, I'm good. We're happy.
Isn't that what the girls usually do, though? You've begged enough, come on, let's do it.
I guess you're right.
Isn't that the... Huh?
That's funny, I'd never thought about that. Yeah, so... You're not into that, so we're fine.
All right. We're happy. Are you sure? You're still happy? You're positive? You're still happy?
I am still happy. I'm very happy to have you back and
doing
wrinkled sheets. And what's up with Faith and Tim?
They're going to get a divorce.
Do you think that's legit?
Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. So you say Faith and Tim like people.
We know.
Yeah. Faith and Tim and like the people that are listening around the world.
You got to know who Tim McGraw is.
Yeah. They're getting a divorce.
Well, their reps came out and said that it's false.
But then you read the story and it says they've been fighting about it, right?
Yeah, they've been threatening to walk. But this is all according to tabloids.
And Faith is saying it has something to do with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But there's not enough in that story
to
say anything other than Faith. What's the claim she says? There was some emotional connection.
Faith thinks that... She has Tim under her thumb, but she may be in for a big surprise. Taylor Swift opened for him on tour at the start of her career, and all these claims are pretty out there, I guess, saying that they have an emotional connection. Sexual chemistry.
That was the term I was looking for. That was on
the
article.
I was, like, skimming. I'm like, he's looking for something. But that's ridiculous.
Sexual chemistry.
Taylor Swift could be his daughter. Her first song...
Yeah.
was entitled Tim McGraw.
Yeah. So
that's
she,
just weird.
Yeah, that's weird, but it doesn't mean it's not possible.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Do you think
the
that
Tim
would
Tim and
really
Taylor tour,
T-squared.
T-squared. Mm-hmm. You'd go. You know you would.
No, because you wouldn't go with me. By the way, I got some big props coming your way.
Why?
Because you're going to accompany me to the Broncos game on Thursday. I know. We're neither one of us are sports fans, but it's in a nice suite. We get food. And
we got food here at the house.
Wow. And that's the attitude he'll have all night, and it'll be great.
You sure you want me to go?
Nope. I can find someone else to go. I have an extra ticket. Who wants to go to a Broncos game?
Well, everybody. Probably everybody in the world listening. What's wrong with him? I'd so go to a game. Gah!
But, you know, I figure I was talking to my coworker. Her husband's excited. She's kind of like, eh. And I was like, well, you know, if we say no, then maybe they stop giving us perks like this. And, yeah, this isn't a perk.
Maybe you say no, and then they start finding other perks to give you besides sports tickets.
Well,
maybe they give you, like, opera tickets or movie
opera.
Tickets.
You would go to the opera?
In a heartbeat! No, I wouldn't.
I was like, huh?
No
wow.
Opera.
Wow.
There's some things that I was wondering how they even stay around, like opera. I mean, I know there's people that enjoy it, and I know there's people that enjoy the symphony, and but it doesn't seem at some point like less and less people enjoy those things, and at some point it would just become like you know, we can't have this giant thing. It's just not financially feasible anymore.
I think that's why, like, the Opera House downtown, they have, like, other plays and stuff throughout the year. Like, it's not just the opera and stuff. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, of course,
but I think
Christmas,
that's why, though, it's partly, it might be subsidized by, brought to you by Mobil Oil, or, you know. You know what I mean?
That Phantom of the Opera, brought to you by Mobil Oil. That's awesome.
Yeah, but they have to have, it's like PBS, you know, where they, uh-huh, they've got to have somebody help them along, you know, like.
Right. How is PBS still around?
Because hippies love it.
Do they? I haven't watched
hippies
PBS
and
in
cat
a long
women.
Time.
When I used to work, when I would do the thing over at T-Radio V, you know, it was in PBS.
Uh-huh.
And you could tell PBS people. You could just look at them and go, they work for PBS or they're listeners. They had. Are you choking on the Malibu over there?
No, I think it was the Diet Coke.
Oh.
Do they have the, I picture them having like the Mr. Rogers sweater.
Very much so. Like sweaters and oversized khakis and the backpack. And there's just a certain look like, hey, I live off the stuff I grow in the window box.
I really wanted to get a window box of herbs. Like have fresh basil. Wouldn't
See?
That be fun?
Apparently, yes.
Mm. Okay.
What?
So you mentioned cats.
Uh-huh.
You sent us an article.
Gearship. Okay, we're on to cats now.
10 signs that you might be a crazy cat person.
Uh-huh.
We have one cat. Let's set that record straight.
But I didn't really care for cats until this one
Pooh
cat
Bear
came
is,
into...
Pooh Bear's amazing, is she not?
She is. I'm very fond of Pooh Bear
podcast.
And even the last podcast that I did with Gooch in my hotel room in Vegas.
It's on my queue to listen to.
He said, it feels weird. You know, it's like, where's Podcat?
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So the people that listen to the show know about Podcat.
Well, she's freaking lovable. And Joe Bonswell of the Oak Ridge Boys. They're going to be in Pueblo tomorrow.
Oh.
10 signs you might be a crazy cat person.
Okay.
To you, there is nothing remotely weird about a picture of a cat being walked on a leash. I gotta say, when Pooh Bear was a kitten, bought a leash.
You tried to do that?
I did. I tried to leash train her.
Was it walking or dragging?
It was, yeah, dragging. It was bad. We just stood there.
Didn't even try?
At each other.
Did
and
you,
I'm like, come on.
Did you at least do on. Like a little... Like on a horse? Come on, tap it.
Yeah, yeah, because you've seen me. When I call Pooh Bear, I'm like, Pooh Bear. And it did not work. Yeah. Another sign that you're a crazy cat person is you own one of those big old towers made of carpet and PVC pipe where the cats can go in and out.
Right.
We have one cube.
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, my son... has that giant. He has the
but
tower.
But no, the tower they have in this picture is like
different than
five
his
times
oh,
his tower.
Okay. All right.
Like this is like massive. It would probably take up that whole, like half the basement.
Okay. It's like having a condo for your cat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Which I've always thought would be fun for Pooh Bear to have places to climb. Yeah. You'd rather have a cat over money?
No. Apparently that I'm not a cat person.
I am not. I love you, Pooh Bear. She's staring at me. Another sign, a breezy daytime stroll is never complete without your cat. So obviously you invested wisely in a cat stroller. I did not even know they existed. Have you ever seen a cat in a stroller?
I have not, but I have seen puppies in a stroller.
Well, puppies
are
different.
I've seen people pushing dogs in their stroller.
Yeah. Because like butterfly gets tired.
Mm-hmm.
I walked them while you were out to... them as in Butterfly and Moonpie, our dogs, to the mailbox, which is like maybe a quarter of a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way back, she's
Tiny
like,
legs gave out.
I hate you. Why are you trying to kill me? Please carry me. And I have like a whole thing of mail because it's that time of year. And
well, one dog is too small to do it. The other dog is so old, he might have a heart attack on the walk. So you took both of those out.
I know.
I'm
sorry.
Teasing you. Moonpie probably loved it.
I
he
feel
needs...
bad for them, yeah, because they don't, especially her. Like when we went camping last time, you know, I walked her to the outhouse.
Out to the sticker patch.
No, well, yes, And she seemed perfectly fine. She went to the bathroom a few times. And if you own a small dog like we do, a toy poodle, you know that they have issues going to the bathroom. It's like they're shy. They don't want to go to the bathroom.
Are you looking at me? Don't look at me. I can't go if you're looking at me.
And she had no problems, but I think that was the dirt road. Maybe she does need a litter box.
Maybe.
She's trying to go to sleep.
I think I'm holding her and she's going to sleep.
So another sign that you're a cat crazy lady or person. Your holidays include dressing your cats up in costumes. I tried that once, too. I bought
went
her
over like a fart when, in a submarine, huh?
When we first moved to Colorado, I bought her a cat sweater. Oh my gosh. She just, I put it on her and she just laid there. She didn't move. It was like she was paralyzed. She's like, get this freaking thing off me. Get it off me. I know she was yelling at me. But then you put the same thing on Butterfly and she's like, I'm a princess.
Butterfly loves to dress.
I love dressing Butterfly up.
You don't do it much. Are you going to do it this winter? Is that what?
Yeah, because we've been cutting her so cute. But yeah, like in the
summertime. She has those cute little like punk dresses with skulls and stuff on it you put on her every once in a while.
I just feel like she might get hot this time of year. Am I wrong?
No, I don't know. Summertime.
Another sign. Summertime. Another sign you're a crazy cat person, your Facebook profile picture and your desktop wallpaper. Or there's a picture framed on your mantle. Or the mere sight of a cat will...
Cat! Yeah. Oh, look!
For a gift exchange at my job that I had before my current job, I got a cat frame. And that's the only time I've ever framed a cat picture.
And you still have it.
Well, yeah, because what other picture are you going to put in there? A picture of you? That would be weird.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You holding the cat?
Have you seen me try and hold the cat? She gets so angry. It's got to be on her terms. Butterbutt is trying to be a part of the podcast.
Butterbutt's trying to let me know that we've gone over our 30 minutes.
But I'm not done with my list.
You keep going.
Okay, another sign. More than one person has gotten you a magnet of a cat that says, you say crazy cat lady, is that a bad thing?
And what's that say? One more time?
It's a magnet that says, you say crazy cat lady, like it's a bad thing.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm all under stress. Oh my God. If someone were to catch a glimpse of you in the shower, they'd be greeted by a cat towel. Or a cat curtain, or your house is decorated in cat crap.
And so we're good.
You're about to post a picture to Facebook or forward it to at least 12 of your friends that says, this is how stupid you look. It's a picture of a cat wearing Crocs.
Nope, we're still good.
We're good. We passed. We're not crazy cat people. Thank you, Pooh Bear. She's asleep.
Doesn't care.
We bore her.
She bored her. She's out. I hope we didn't bore the listeners and they faded out.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.
Please.
Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, we still need to find out what to do with that bouquet that you couldn't Google.
Yeah. Let me know. I'm PinkBarb27 on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr, on Instagram, on Yahoo. PinkBarb27.
PinkBarb on everything.
I am.
Oh, and we had a really nice review.
We did. On iTunes. That was really sweet.
Wasn't that motivating? That was very nice.
Because we sit down here in the basement and talk to each other and microphones catch it for 30 minutes. And it's kind of like, does anyone really care?
I know they do because we get listeners. We get a lot of listeners on some podcasts. That's why I think it's funny that some do very well.
It's all about the title.
So catch. Is that what it is? The title of the podcast? So I'm going to have to let you title this. I'll upload it, and then you take care of the title. So start thinking about what the title ought to be for this podcast.
Are you yawning?
Yeah, it's almost 8.
I still got to make dinner.
Okay, well, let's go make dinner.
All right.
Eat and go to bed. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.